And we're going to continue our conversation about Iraqi refugees in Sweden with Rami Abdelrahman. He's a freelance journalist living in Sweden who has written on the subject. He joins us by phone from his home in Stockholm. Rami, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
What's your sense of how the Iraqis are being received and how they're settling in?
Well, when they first come to Sweden, they're offered homes by different municipalities around Sweden. So the government helps them to get homes, and they give them some kind of social aid to start their life here in Sweden. They have equal rights to go to education courses and, relatively speaking, equal rights to gain jobs. But I think that the situation on the ground is a little bit less rosy than it sounds.
Well, give us some examples. For example, are refugees finding jobs? Are they taking advantage of educational opportunities?
There has been a lot of Iraqi cases where they have had already higher education or university degrees that have not been recognized here in Sweden, and then they have to go through the whole education again to be able to recognize. One of the main problems is actually learning the language, because this is Sweden, people can't really work and speak in English, for example. They have to learn Swedish, and it takes quite some time for them to learn Swedish. It can take up to like 5 or 6 years. And what's happening is that there's a lot of immigrants living in the suburbs, and they kind of have their own networks, economic networks and social networks, and they work with each other, and they kind of get segregated from the rest of Swedish society in this sense.
Now, we've been scanning the papers and the public record, and we see very little public sort of opposition except by some of the extreme right-wing parties who are generally opposed to immigration. But what about in private conversations? Do you sense any concern among the average Swede about the country's ability to accommodate this group of newcomers?
Well, like you said, there are the extreme right-wing parties and activists, and there's a lot. We hear about problems going on every month. Like sometimes it can turn out to be armed conflicts, and it gets pretty violent. But in general, you can see some kind of segregation happening in all of Sweden, where all immigrants are kind of based in the suburbs, and there are areas that are purely white Swedes. Nobody's allowed to kind of live in there. Nobody is renting out to immigrants. Nobody is employing immigrants in these areas, and so on.
So there's tolerance, but not necessarily integration at this point.
No, and Sweden has only been accepting other people to come to Sweden since maybe 50, 60, 70 years, but unlike the rest of Europe, which has been more open from a longer time. So it's. I think also the Swedish society is not that ready to accommodate others, so to say, other religions and other races and so on.
All right. Well, maybe you'll check back with us and let us know how it's going. Thank you, Rami. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Rami Abdelrahman is a freelance journalist living in Sweden who has written about Iraqi refugees in Sweden. He joined us by phone from his home in Stockholm.